Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I talk to established authors as well as brand new authors. I ask them about their writing process, we talk about their latest book, we tell you where you can find them on social media, and we find out what's next. Joining me today is Oscar Kamazima, and he's here to talk about his latest volume of poetry, Flower Child. Oscar, welcome.
Thank you, Suzanne.
I'm curious. Poetry is not something that everyone writes. What called to you about poetry to make you start writing?
I think the weird and interesting thing is that I believe my sophomore year of high school, I was able to use this as like an outlet to be able to like vent and I guess translate some of the issues I may have in my head or that I was dealing with as a teen into words. So I used that to be able to release some tension. And at the same time, I learned to inspire or bring hope through it. So,
you know, they say that that's really a healthy way to deal with issues or problems or things that are bothering you, is to write in some way, journal, poetry, even write fiction. So I think that that was a great way for you to start channeling. But boy, that's really young to start writing, Oscar. Is there someone who inspired you, or is there someone in your family or somebody that encouraged you to write poetry?
Honestly, at the beginning phase, nobody necessarily inspired me to write poetry, but I think I had a mentor kind of who was a lot better than me in terms of spoken word poetry. So he was able to kind of like push me out of my limits and just to better myself. So that's how I ended up expanding into, I guess, speaking about issues that aren't spoken about often, to coming out of the realm of just speaking about myself and venting. So,
is there a theme that flows through Flower Child?
So the themes that come out of Flower Child are pretty much hope and like love, self-worth, and healing. Like, these themes were created for Flower Child because I wanted people to be able to see the strength within themselves and to understand that regardless of the adversities that they may face, there's still, like, magic in this world to be found, and even in themselves, and understanding their self-worth. So,
how long did it take you to write Flower Child?
This is a pretty funny fact. Even while writing it, I didn't realize the time it took till the end. And I asked somebody, and they pointed out to me that it probably took me about 3 months to be able to compile the pieces together to create this collection of poetry. So the poems could have been, some of the poems were written in like different times, but I think the composure and the composition of this book came together within 3 months.
That's pretty fast.
I shocked myself as well, but yeah. I think when you have that inspiration behind you, anything's possible. So,
what's your process like? I know I've talked to some poets before, and everybody who writes fiction or poetry, they have a process. What's yours?
So my process, I have a pretty random process. It's actually not even well organized, but if I do come up with a poem or so, it could be like a random line within my head. And then I just have to like put that on paper, and it ends up turning into a poem. So for like the book Flower Child, I was able to put together pieces that I thought fit the theme that I wanted to convey, such as themes of like hope, love, self-worth, and healing. I put those pieces together, got them in a document, and then at the end of the process of putting them in there, I realized that I can't just put pieces in there like that. I have to organize them in a way where a reader would be able to digest them, not having necessarily too many long poems in one space or section, but to be able to put long, small pieces. so it's easier for them to read. So.
Now, this is your second book. Your first book was Visions Beyond My Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
How is the second book different from the first book? Did you learn something when you wrote the first book? You sound like you learned something from the second book.
I think I learned from that book just being able to relate more to people. This book, Flower Child, is actually a little more geared towards the reader themselves and understanding their self-worth. As compared to Visions Beyond My Eyes, it was a little more towards me, like I was speaking from my point of view. But at the same time, I was also speaking on other world issues. But Flower Child here speaks on specifically the person who's reading. So it's as if you're speaking to yourself and helping you understand what is within you. At the same time, using that to see the world in a different perspective. So,
would you share one of your poems with us?
Yes, I can definitely do that. I'll actually share the foundational piece of Flower Child, the one that actually started this book.
Perfect.
Flower Child, you dare to blossom on the cloudiest of days, even in the darker of grays. You stretch your branches and your twig hands to prove that there's strength beyond what they see, even more than what they say. Only you know how jagged and crooked your roots are, but little do they know how deep-rooted you are. You grow even in the harsh sands, the non-fertile soil, the weeded dirt, in the far-off cracked concrete corners. You shine like you soak up the sunlight, and somehow you always leave me asking questions while pulling petals, hoping in them I'll find a sign, a symbol, an answer to a hidden riddle. Flower Child, continue to grow even when the land seems dead, and be that sun for me. Let me grow a little more every time I see your glow.
That's beautiful, Oscar.
Thank you.
Is it dedicated to anybody?
This specific piece right here was actually inspired by a friend of mine who I went to college with. Her name was Sloane Fair, who I'm actually still connected with. But I got inspired by a piece that she wrote, which in itself was talking about Flower Child. So that piece inspired this one right here. And then this piece right here ended up inspiring the whole book. So it's cool how that works. She's very talented. And I think her life story, from my perspective or what I saw in her, was able to give me strength and understand the importance of self-worth and taking care of yourself. So.
Wow. Does she know?
Actually, she does. Within the book, I actually have her in the dedication page, and she has a copy of my book as well, and I was able to tell her. So.
Oh, I think that's terrific.
I think she's pretty happy that I was able to be inspired by her.
What a compliment, Oscar. That's wonderful.
And I wanted to make sure I gave her a lot of the credit for being able to, I guess, inspire a poem that ended up turning into a book. So.
Do you find yourself inspired by other people or nature, or is inspiration just sort of everywhere? I mean, you and I, before we came on and started recording, we were talking about just sort of the magic, how words will come into your head, and the next thing that you know, you put them together and you've written a poem. Are you inspired by other things as well?
I think there's inspiration literally everywhere. I like to think of it kind of like magic within this world. But I'm inspired by so many things. I could watch a movie and pull something out of that, or listen to music, and even the melody or just the words can even kind of propel me to write something, or even just walking in nature. I'm able to connect through that, just walking through nature. I've always been grounded by that, and as well I have other authors that I'm inspired by, such as like Rupi Kaur, and Rudy Francisco, who's a great spoken word poet. And then some of my friends that I met online who range from like Canada to Kenya to India, such as Janan, who's in Canada, and then Christine Warimu, who's in Kenya. So it's pretty cool, all the different people who have inspired me who aren't necessarily within traveling distance.
Well, and you know that I agree with you completely. I agree that inspiration is all around you. And I think that it's sometimes people don't allow the inspiration to flow into them. They don't open themselves up to see that there are these kinds of things around them. And I just have enjoyed talking with you about those kinds of things because it does have this magical quality. Anytime you're talking about creativity and that creative gene, I'm doing air quotes right now, it's everywhere. And I think that sometimes people are afraid because creativity can be pretty powerful. I know when I was writing fiction, the characters would not leave me alone. They were right there all the time, and it almost felt like I was possessed, if you'll pardon the word. But that's that creative gene, and it can be really, really powerful. Opening up to it, I think, is sometimes not as easy. It sounds like for you, you are very creative, and you've allowed that side of yourself to just open up and absorb that.
Honestly, for me, I definitely do agree that it really is a big part of me. I think poetry does define me, and it is me, and I kind of have to, I guess, share it with the world, because I also see it as like maybe God tugging at me, or trying to speak to me or speak through me, and just being able to convey maybe even a message to somebody. So
I'm sure you can hear me shaking my head yes. Well, I'm sure that we have titillated our listeners, and they're curious about your book. They're curious about your other books. So let's tell them where they can find them. The big boy, Amazon.com, is where I think so many people go and purchase their books now. So I always make sure before I say that it's there that I check. And your book, Flower Child, and that's one word, FlowerChild, by Oscar, Oscar, Kamazima. If they put that in the search feature that's there on the first page of Amazon and just click, your book comes right up. They can buy it right there on that page. They can read a little excerpt. You shared an excerpt with us. And I think I would like to also encourage people to go to your website. Your website is wonderful. Can they get your book from your website as well?
Actually, they can get it from my website. So my website is ok-kamazima, K-A-M-A-Z-I-M-A.com. And that includes links to Amazon, to Barnes & Noble, to my publishing company, Lit Fire Publishing, and then Book Depository. So my website is, I guess, geared toward just making things a little more accessible for people.
Your website is wonderful. I looked at your website myself, and you've got your poems are represented there. You have all kinds of pictures. Tell our listeners, if they go to your website, what all they'll find.
So if you were to go to my website, you'd be able to see the different discussions that I have on there, which are basically topics that I'll post on there and then see if anybody has any thoughts on them. Such as like what inspires you, like what's your passion within life, topics like that. And then I have a book section page, which would have the books that I've written on there and where to get them, as well as events, which would include like local events, such as the event that I'm having in D.C. July 14th. So just different events that I may have, and as even even pictures that I have on there from the different events that I have, so people can see what's going on within my own poetry career, as well as just the experiences that people have had at the events and connecting with me. And I also have a contact section, which people are able to send like a email. It'll come through as an email and get in contact with me and see if they can connect with me as well.
This is a perfect segue. Go ahead, Oscar.
Not only that, but the page also includes, it actually pulls my Instagram feed. So for people who may not have have Instagram, they're able to see the posts that I make, which can be pictures of like the different areas that I've been at, captioned by a poetry piece or the way I may view life, as well as just the different poetry pieces that are within my book and outside of my book. So,
perfect segue, because your book is going to be featured at the Frankfurt Book Fair, which is going to be held in Frankfurt, Germany, October the 10th through the 14th this year, 2018. You have got to be so excited about that, Oscar.
I am actually very excited. Not only just being able to share my book to a larger audience, but honestly, just being able to possibly impact people through my words, because they'll be a little closer to it, a little closer to my book and a little closer to my words, and it'll be a little more accessible. So I'm definitely very excited about that.
I like that. Are you doing any other social media besides Instagram? What else?
Yes. Yeah, so I do have Facebook as well, which on Facebook, I have Oscar Kamazima Poetry. That's the handle for that. And that pulls also some of the stuff that I may have within Instagram, since Instagram and Facebook are pretty tied together. And then sometimes I'll make some posts on there just to engage some of the people who may follow me and see what's going on, as well as just notify them about some events that may be coming up soon as well. And I do have a Twitter as well, which I try to keep not as active as the other one, but I'm able to just connect with some people on there too on a more personal level, and just put some smaller quotes, not mostly quotes outside of my books, but just quotes that I guess speak to me and that can speak to them as well in terms of empowerment, as well as like motivational quotes. So
I love what you're doing.
And that Twitter handle as well is OK_Kamazima. I try to keep the handles pretty similar just so it's more accessible and easier to just keep my name in mind in terms of jumping through different social media sites.
Well, it's cool that your initials are OK.
I've always loved that, even when I do my little signatures on my poem. I like to put OK on there. I think it kind of grew on me. And sometimes people call me okay.
I like
but
that.
I think it's also a reminder that it's okay to be okay. Or, I don't know. Even if a piece may be a little down, my initials are okay, so there's still some positiveness in that.
I really like you, Oscar. You're doing so many wonderful things. I love what you're doing, how you're getting the word out about your book, how you're getting your poems out there. You're just doing everything exactly the right way. And I know that we have piqued our listeners' interest in the book. If you could be sitting beside each person that reads your poetry, that picks up a copy of Flower Child, as they read that last poem on the back of the book, what would you like for them to take away, Oscar?
Well, let me read that last piece for them, just so they understand. These roots represented my struggle. These vines represented my truth. These branches represented my strength. These words represented my fruit. These seeds will represent my growth. These flowers will represent you, Flower Child. So from that piece, I just want people to be able to to be able to see the struggle, but at the same time see that there's some truth within that and find strength in that. But at the same time, to understand that these words that I may be writing in this book don't only represent me, but they can, it also represents them and who that they have the capability of becoming and growing into and seeing the beauty within themselves. So hopefully these words that they may come across may bring them a little more light and comfort.
Oscar, you are such a delight. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk poetry with you and to talk about Flower Child and to get to know you just a little. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Books on Air.
Thank you, Suzanne. It was great talking to you as well.
You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. And by the way, you can find our podcasts also on iTunes and on iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. But until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. And thank you so much for listening.